Warning, the following content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Taron Copeland Experience.
No one ever gets that one.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
That's more of just a banshee, not so much a high coyote.
High coyote? Isn't that an old, like, 1970s perfume cologne? High coyote? No, it was high karate. High, but it should have been high coyote, because that's what happened whenever anyone opened that stuff, is all you got was high coyotes everywhere.
That was terrible.
Taron Copeland Experience, Big Fuzz.
Hello, everybody.
Hotline 303-831-1340. We do want you to call. Follow us on Facebook, too. We do want you to follow us on Facebook.
We just posted a live video from the show.
I'm sometimes crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes.
When you have money and you're respectable, they call it an experience.
They call it eccentric.
You know, but see, you can't really use that one as a noun.
Why?
Because the Taron Copeland eccentric doesn't make sense.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But the Taron Copeland experience, because you want people leaving, well, that was an experience.
If we can break down grammar for just a second, the Taron Copeland experience.
I'm the grammar owl.
Experience in this context is not really a noun.
Alex, I'm sorry, but that's whose.
Okay.
Jeez.
Oh, whose?
No, I'm sorry. Grammar Owl says that's whom.
No.
That's the most annoying Twitter on the Twitterverse.
Whom? Hey.
Whom? Grammar Owl, right?
Whom matters.
Who gets, you know, every time someone screws up who's whom, the Grammar Owl comes up.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying that as a standalone word, the word experience in the Taron Copeland experience is not a noun. It's the Taron Copeland experience. So the Taron, that's a part of
the, but the actual experience,
if you're using it as a whole, then I suppose, yes,
the experience with which Taron Copeland is experiencing. So it's this whole experience that all of us,
adverb,
that is a noun. No, it's not adverb.
It feels like an adverb.
My mother, God rest her soul, is rolling around in wherever.
I don't have my AP style book here to tell me what that is, but I'm sure
I get AP, like, because I do work for the AP sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I get like the AP notes, like I get AP notes.
Yeah,
so when I'm doing, so for instance, when I will do radio, now a lot of Rockies. So for instance, one of the things that I will do at a game is oftentimes AP radio will need, they'll need
the sound.
Two 15 second bites from the winning team, one bite from the opposing team, and then a 30 second voicer.
Right.
Okay. So that's just what they need.
Right.
But when you are, so when you are, you know, and you also have to fill out the billboard, which is, so it's a sheet of paper which basically has how long the cut is, what's the out cue,
right,
and what is sort of the deal about leading up to why this guy is making this particular comment.
Sure.
And, you know, so that is the, you know.
So you might write, Nolan Arenado talks about how thrilling it was to hit his 100th home run.
Yes. But if there's any mistakes then, AP style-wise.
Which is funny.
Clause in, please.
Because we worked in radio for a long time, and when I worked at the Denver Post.
They're the pettiest, man. I'm sorry.
No. When I worked at the Denver Post, that was just strict AP Nazi. You know what I mean? Like, everything from top to bottom. Radio.
Can I just say something?
What?
And I hate to be like this guy right now, but I have to be this guy right now.
Are you going to be this guy right now?
Yeah, I have to be this guy right now.
I know where you're going. I know what you're going to say.
Boom!
Yeah, who?
I know what you're going to say.
I hate the AP.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
I hate the AP.
It's a style, though, that has proven to
Listen,
be successful.
Listen, I hate AP. I think that the people that work there, a lot of times, particularly the ones who are editors, are prigs.
Okay.
They've been in there installed for a long time. They tend to be insensitive. They tend to be, they don't understand the hardships that people in the field sometimes deal with. And if they don't get what they're looking for, they will let you know it in no uncertain terms, and they will be rude about it. If at all possible and preferable. I'm just telling you that.
I think I know why. Because AP, the people that work at AP are probably fearful that their particular brand is dying.
No, because they've always been that way. Because it's like, It's no, because they've always thought of themselves as the standard, and for a long time they have been.
They are.
Yes, and so there, but there are, you know, there's just, so one of the things about being the standard is you need to set the standard, and so they love setting the standard. And I mean, I get it. Okay, I get it, because that's less work for them. If I know the how to do it formatically,
right,
then, you know, it makes their job easier, because they're not having to, you know, spend 20 minutes on it. They can just look at it. And so I do. But I still, they can be pains
in the
butt.
You hate the people that work at the AP, not the style book. Which, by the way, they have radio and TV,
yes,
AP style now. And real quick update, WBC Japan just hit a home run in the bottom of the sixth inning, and the game is tied up 1-1. It was barely a home run. Was that Kuruchi? That's the famous Kuruchi that everyone's heard of from Japan.
You mean the two-time World Baseball Classic champion Japan?
Did it sound like I was being sarcastic?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, yeah. I was being sarcastic, because I have no idea who that is.
I mean, that was 1941 sarcastic.
Ah, did you think I was Kuruchi? Kuruchi hit that home run. I mean, being sarcastic?
Kikaruchi.
So, yeah, that he just hit a homer, and I don't believe there are any outs. So America could be in danger of losing this
game. My favorite call.
Mm-hmm.
It must have been a homer, Simpson, because the pitcher just said, don't.
Who did that call?
Someone on ESPN one
really?
Time.
Did they actually do that call?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Spectacular.
That's the price of success.
I like that call.
So my favorite is we looked at Dan Lebatard because he's got the same sort of inane sort of approach to radio we do.
Yeah.
So we look to him as sort of like a guide sometimes. And one of the things that he does is he was able to get the Florida Panthers hockey announcer after a goal. Like, they would just vote on whatever thing that he had to say. And he would say, goal, and then it would just be, and muscles are coming out of the sky. I mean, just whatever ridiculously random thing. And you can look that up on YouTube. Look up Dan Lebatard and hockey announcer calls.
Mm-hmm.
Spectacular. Quick, catch that leprechaun before he gets away. I mean, everything possible. Spectacular.
That's awesome.
Yes.
What were we just talking about? We were on a...
Oh, see, it's wearing off.
It is. Now I'm catching it. God bless.
The Darren Copeland experience. It's like a virus.
Well, we were going to...
It grows on you.
We were going to tie. It grows on you. It's like moss or mold. Well, we talked about the WBC. We talked about the Nuggets. Oh, I do want to say this, though.
Oh, you know what? I got to say something first.
okay,
you
ahead.
Say
no,
it.
No, go ahead.
No, I'll just go ahead.
All right. We talked about James Harden. And I think that right now James Harden should be the front runner for MVP, followed by Brian Westbrook. Oh, my God. I can't believe you're doing this. Russell Westbrook should probably win it, although James Harden really has impressed me.
If Russell averages a triple-double for the season, I think he deserves it.
He's got to get it. And if he doesn't, then I want to go with Harden. And the people who are still out there talking about LeBron James is MVP – what the Cavaliers did on national television last week, I'm going to strangle you, Darren. I am going to...
What are you talking about?
You were eating... Well, those are tortilla chips.
No, I'm letting you list him.
We're screwed.
What? I'm letting you list him.
No, I know you're listening. But if I'm driving home in the car and I'm hearing someone talk about LeBron James, and all I'm hearing is crunch... Which is what it sounds like.
Well, you know, that's what it felt like in his knees, and so that's why he should sit out.
Please.
There is only one person to blame for this, and it's not LeBron James.
Oh, it's absolutely LeBron.
No, there is one person to blame solo, and that is Greg Popovich.
All right.
I'm just saying.
No, okay. I hated it when Popovich did it. Don't. God.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.